1027 Business with Michael Avery.
The story of Momalezi Sifumba, an unemployed graduate who was standing at a busy roadside with a cardboard sign stating, help me to find a job, really embodies Mandela Day for me. It's all about a stranger posting a pic on LinkedIn, and the rest, as they say in the classics, is history. Momalezi Sifumba, welcome to the show. What led to that point of desperation where you decided to stand on the side of the road with a cardboard sign?
To be quite honest, for me, the hunger for success is literally what drove me to the streets. I personally feel like I've been trying to speak out through the typical methods of looking for a job, which is your email, your phone calls, your contact applications. But I felt like my voice wasn't heard enough, hence I took it to the streets, and little did I know my voice was going to gain as much traction in no time.
It's a remarkable story because you actually graduated, as far as I understand, with a BTEC in electrical engineering power systems, didn't you? And even with that qualification behind your name, really struggled to find a job. For how long had you been trying?
Hey, I've been trying like for quite the longest time because before I obtained BTEC, I first obtained national diploma. So between that time, I've been like struggling to get the job.
What did you find the greatest challenge? About how many company doors had you knocked on?
There were so many because I've went to some couple of interviews, but they were promising but never got back to me. So this other day I've tried to, I think it was around 2019, then I've tried to reach out there by that side of Isando. Then they took my CVs and everything and said they're gonna get back to me, and nothing happened afterwards. Hence now I decided to just go an extra mile and write down something and be on the road, because I feel like that's where like a lot of people like are at, on the streets.
And when you took that decision, I mean, clearly one has to say, well, this is desperate stuff and you've got to swallow your pride. Did you know that some kind stranger had photographed you and placed your story on LinkedIn and it was receiving all of these views and hits?
To be quite honest, I didn't know, as much as a lot of people took photos of me and promised that they're gonna get me a job through like maybe posting me on, because one of the guys had just told me about the power of the social media. So for me, in fact, like I saw that something is going on by receiving calls afterwards, because I was getting a whole lot of calls in between.
So this is when a senior executive at Power Systems ABB, Graham Abrahams, who's the senior VP for electrification, saw your story. And let's welcome now Rafilwe Makumi, who's learning and development specialist and employee lifecycle management for ABB. Welcome, Rafilwe. What happened next?
Thank you. So I came to work. So we have a hybrid working setup. So I came to work to greet the HR business partner in electrification. And Graham saw me and he was like, have you looked at your LinkedIn lately? And I just laughed and I said, no, what's happening there? And he said, I think you must go in there and look at your emails as well. And when I went on LinkedIn, he attacked me on the post, and then on my email address, he had sent a screenshot that is circulating right now of the post, and he was like, let's make something happen. And I because the, you know, the course is very close to my heart, or it's the job that I'm doing, it's very close to my heart. And I said, for sure, if you, and I asked him, who's going to pay for it? And he was like, I'm the one who's telling you to get this guy. And I'm like, okay, not a problem, I'll make it happen. And that's when I started calling Momalezi and asking him what he's doing. I asked him for his CV, so that we can go through the process. And in fact, Momalezi had taken a job at a security company. And I think it was his second day when I did the follow-up call. And he was telling me, no, I went to a security company because, you know, there aren't any prospects at the moment. And then I spoke to him and I told him, Momalezi, and he was afraid to resign, saying that they might sue him. And I spoke to him and I said, nobody's going to sue you for deciding to go, you know, to come to us. And I gave him, I told him what our program is about. When we bring learners on board for the specific program that is on EIT, because he's an engineer, we have a relationship with EXA and a company called M4S. So what we do there, we ensure that our engineers, our young engineers are on their road to registration to be either an engineer, a technician, or a technologist. So it's the different terms that we use for someone who has a national diploma, a BTEC, or an engineering degree. Yeah. So then I told him about this opportunity, and I told him that he can change his career trajectory. And within our program, there's also, you know, there's also rotation at some point, and then you still have a mentor and a manager in the program. Mm. And then I told him, as opposed to being at a security company, I don't know what you're doing, and being here at ABB, I think your career trajectory will have much more weight than what you were doing there. He wasn't sure again, and I was like, give me your sister's number or someone who works in corporate, because now I'm trying to talk to someone who's like really scared. And then he gave me the sister's number, because he had said that the sister works for HR in some company back home. And I spoke to the sister, I told the sister about the opportunity, you know, I spoke to him and I told him how close this is to our hearts. About an hour later, Momolezi called me again and said no, he would come. I offered him a ride, because this job was somewhere in Midrand. I offered him a ride to the office, because I stay in Midrand. So I picked him up in Midrand, brought him to the office. We signed off the contract that day. I brought him to meet Graham, and Graham was with our HR business partner, Jake Mbanga, and then I introduced them, and then I told them soon after that, no, I'd have to take him back, because we need to honor the current employer, take him back to Midrand, and then I dropped him off at his workplace at the time.
And I think, Rafilwe, I mean, clearly youth development is everyone's responsibility in this country. Mm. With our record high youth unemployment, and it's important to ABB. You've mentioned, just in talking to me about some of these challenges, transport, you know, there are significant challenges that students, typically from less fortunate backgrounds, might encounter in accessing the job market. What are you as ABB doing to help address some of those challenges?
Look, we are part of an organization. It's called the Alliance for Africa, Alliance Group for Africa, right? It's ABB, it's Nestle, it's AdCorp Group. I'm not sure about the other names. I'm just forgetting them now.
No, but it gives you an example. These are blue chip companies. Yeah.
So what we are doing together as these companies, right? We are having sessions, online sessions that are free, not free, but we pay something towards it. We work with a service provider called Power, PAWA. We work with them to manage our like programs, like where the stuff is going to be. I know that they've gotten sponsorship before from MTN, so that when the unemployed logs into our events, it's for free. So what we basically do there is that we get them ready for the work environment. We tell them how to write a CV. We tell them, you know, how to conduct yourself in a program. As a first-time graduate myself, you know, there were a lot of things that were lacking when I was starting. There are a lot of mistakes that I made, and I always talk from that stance, you know, of a first employee, a first generation person to work in corporate. I always talk to them about that. Sometimes we take, you know, your engineers who have broken the barrier. We have a lot of female engineers who are doing well, who were part of the graduate program and now are permanent. Some of them are coming from other companies. They are seasoned. So we would bring such people onto such a platform to talk to these individuals outside of ABB. Yeah. And also right now what we're doing, we're going to run campaigns with the Alliance groups to go to the actual high schools and inform people of what types of initiatives, where to get, like the bursary opportunities that the different companies have, the graduate programs. You don't need to come face-to-face for an interview. It's going to be done online. It's just a matter of me sending you a link in doing that. So some of, you know, I think COVID came and it gave us ideas into which we can do things and have a much bigger reach.
And impact.
In terms of
as we've seen with the power of social media, you know, you never know who's listening or watching. Mm-hmm. I just want to end off quickly, Momalezi, to find out from you, what was your reaction when you got that call from ABB, and what's your dream now that you're working in an organization such as ABB, where, I mean, let's face it, there's a world of opportunity that's far larger than the security company.
My reaction when I received the call, I'm not going to lie, I was very happy, but I was also scared, like Sofilo has mentioned, that I was already in a security company for 2 days. So I didn't want to be like, I'm directionless, I don't know where to be. But now that I got here at ABB, I have like fully seen that this is actually aligning this company, what they do, since ABB is a big electrical company. So it aligns well and gels well with my stream of study, like with my field of specialization, which is power systems. So my dream is to learn as much and become the executive project manager, because I'm being exposed into different lots of projects. So
and hopefully, hopefully you can help us end load shedding.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm currently working on. I will most definitely bring the remedy for that.
Well, fantastic. All the best to you, Momalezi Sifumba, in your new role at ABB, and I think also well done to you, ABB, for making a difference this Mandela Day. You're listening to Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.